Jen, this is a child MSIQ, new paragraph. Examiner 51KC, claimant Isabella, I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A, Morin, M-O-R-I-N, case number 1802029, seen through the Traverse City office, 4-9-13, data dictation, 4-14-13, new paragraph, childhood psychiatric psychological medical report, history of illness, chief complaints, 9-year-old... Isabella Morin, a left-handed individual, reports that she's in the fourth grade. She reports she likes school. Claimant denies she has any trouble at school. She reports she gets along, quote, okay, unquote, at home. New paragraph, claimant's mother, Shirley Dyer, D-Y-E-R, reported that her daughter, quote, cannot retain information. She's in speech. She's in special ed classes. She cannot sit still. She's very, very easily distracted. I've had multiple meetings with her teachers and doctor about her attention span, unquote. Claimant reported that claimant's mother reported that her daughter is diagnosed with ADHD. She indicated also, quote, the teacher told me she can read a story and then they'll go on with the class, but she can't answer any questions about that story, unquote. Past psychiatric history. Isabella reported that she's not on any medications. Mother, however, reports she takes Vyvanse, V-Y-V-A-N-S-E, 20 milligrams for ADHD. New paragraph, claimant and her mother deny substance abuse. They deny history of trauma, abuse, or neglect against her. Claimant reports that she is in speech classes. She commented, quote, yes, well, I have trouble saying my R's, unquote. She stated, quote, well, I will be out of it pretty soon, unquote. Behavioral disorder not reported. Mother does report that her daughter feels, quote, insecure, unquote. She reports that she is intimidated by children her own age, but does get along very well with younger children and loves her pets. Eating, sleep, and elimination disorder are denied. New paragraph. Developmental history. Mother denies use of alcohol or drugs during the pregnancy. She reports that her daughter was born premature at 23 weeks gestation. Delivered C-section. Mother reports she was 1 pound, 0.06 ounces, and 11 inches in length. She reported she was born, quote, translucent, T-R-A-N-S-L-U-C-E-N-T. Mother commented, quote, she held the record at the Marquette General Hospital. Open parens for most premature child to live, close parens. Mother reported that she was hospitalized for the first 4 months of her life and was on a feeding tube for 3 months. New paragraph. Mother is unaware of specific developmental milestones, commenting, quote, I have no idea. This is all documented with her occupational therapist. She was a micro preemie and behind on all of her milestones, unquote. She commented, quote, and off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you, but at 1 year old, she looked like a three-month-old baby. She started to eat solid foods. People would look at me like, why are you feeding that little baby food, unquote. Other reports that she was eligible for special educational services as an at-risk infant and was in a Head Start type program at 3 years of age. New paragraph. Mother is asked if she has any, if doctors have any idea why her daughter was born premature. She reports that doctors don't know. Quote, I think a lot of it was stress. Her father was in the home at the time, unquote. Mother is asked and indicates that father was physically abusive against herself. New paragraph, relevant medical history. She has had no overnight hospital stays since her infancy. Mother reports she's treated only for the ADHD, quote, for moving around so much and not being able to pay attention, unquote. School history, claimant reports that she attends the Upper Elementary Escanaba Middle School. She indicated she's in the fourth grade. Ask how school is for her, quote, it's pretty good. It's a pretty big school, unquote. Claimant claimant's mother indicated that this claimant has attended Escanaba schools for the third and fourth grade. Claimant herself disagrees and stated it was second, third, and fourth. Initially, they conversed back and forth, mother commenting finally, quote, she's right. It was second, third, and fourth, unquote. Paragraph. Mother reported that within school, quote, homework is a horrible task. Keeping her listening to directions is a constant battle, unquote. Mother reports that she keeps everything, quote, for a short term, but then she forgets, unquote. Mother reported, quote, she's having extreme difficulty grasping what she is learning, unquote. She also reports her daughter has trouble in school in sitting still. She's all, quote, she's always getting up, not concentrating. She has a hard time with the work. She's very behind. She needs extra attention and doesn't finish her work, unquote. Family history. Claimant herself reports she lives with her mother and father, quote, but they are divorced, unquote. She reports she spends 1 week with her mother, quote, and then I go to dad's the other week, unquote. She reports she does not have brothers and sisters. She reports her mother works at Pizza Hut. She indicates, or she's asked where her father works, quote, I don't know. Oh, he will be getting a job, unquote. Claimant is asked, if she has a pet, she reported, quote, well, at my dad's, I do have a dog. It's my dad's and my dad's girlfriend, unquote. Ask how she gets along with dad's girlfriend, quote, oh, she's okay, unquote. New paragraph. Mother reports she is the chief caretaker guardian. She denies legal problems in the home. She denies substance abuse in the home. She denies dysfunctional family situations. She denies emotional problems in family members. She denies health problems in family members. She does report that the claimant's father also suffers ADD. Mother then states she also has chronic kidney disease, which is, quote, third stage. I see a specialist for that, unquote. She reports that her daughter goes to father's home every other weekend during the day only, quote, no overnight stays, unquote. Daily activities functioning. Mother reports her daughter needs a great deal of structure and instruction for age-appropriate, for hygiene activities. Claimant is asked what she likes to do. Quote, I like to go outside and play. I like to go sledding, unquote. Ask when she last sledded, quote, not too long ago. Ask what she usually does when she gets home from school, quote, I do my homework, and then I'm on the computer, unquote. Ask what she does on the computer, quote, well, just anything, unquote. Ask if she has chores to do, quote, yeah, I have to do anything that my mom wants me to do, unquote. Ask if she does chores at father's home, quote, no. Well, I'll put away the dishes if they want me to, unquote. Mother describes her daughter as messy, reports she doesn't like to pick up things, she generally doesn't finish what is started, and she needs urging and reminders. Social relations, social interactions, ask how she gets along with her mother, quote, perfect, unquote, with her father, quote, perfect, with father's girlfriend, quote, perfect. Mother reports that her daughter does get along, quote, good, unquote, with all adults, is somewhat intimidated by children her own age, gets along very well with younger children, and loves pets. Claimant is asked if she has friends at school. She reports she does. Her best friend is Belle, B-E-L-L-E. Claimant commented, quote, and they call me Bella, B-E-L-L-A. So it's Belle and Bella, unquote. Claimant is asked if she sees her friend only at school. Quote, sometimes I go over there, unquote. She gets along, quote, good, unquote, with her teachers. Ask if she'd rather be alone or with others. Quote, my mom and my dad, unquote. Mental status examination. Claimant is a fragile, small-appearing 9-year, 11-month-old child. She estimates she's, quote, 50 pounds or more, unquote. Mother estimates that she's about 54 inches in height. She is neatly dressed. She sits very quietly. She is quite polite and friendly. She does offer minimal spontaneous information, but does answer with full explanations any questions asked of her. New paragraph. Gait and movements appear normal. New paragraph. Sensorium. She's able to name correctly name today's date and her address. Memory immediate. She recalls 4 digits forward, 2 backwards. No, I'm sorry. recent two of three objects after a three-minute delay. Asked to name two coins, quote, a nickel and a dime. Asked to name, asked how many months in a year, 12. Martin Luther King Jr., quote, I remember, but I can't think. Thought content, she denies delusions, persecutory trends, obsessions, suicidal thoughts. Three wishes, quote, to have my family back that died, unquote. Asked who died, she takes her fingers and counts down that her uncle died, her grandpa died, her grandma died. She commented, quote, but I only knew my uncle when I was a baby. And there's some more, too, but I can't remember, unquote. Number two, quote, and not for any of my friends to die, unquote. Number three, quote, for none of my friends or family to get hurt, unquote. Speech today is slow, carefully enunciated, easy to understand. She was not noted to mispronounce an R today. Thought processes organized. Okay, psychomotor activity on the low side of normal. Perceptions, no abnormal findings. Concentration, she's unable to do serial sevens. Quote, 95, it's open parens after in excess of 50 seconds. Close parens, something in the 80s, I don't know, unquote. She's asked to count by threes. She states, quote, three, unquote, and sits with no more response. Simple calculations, 5 times 5, 25, 18 divided by 6. She looks away, quote, no, she looks away and is silent for almost a minute. She's asked, how many 6s would it take to make 18? Quote, 3. 12 plus 9, 21. 11 minus 3, 9. Current president, Barack Obama. Famous people, Tina Gomez, Justin Bieber. Five large cities, Seattle. Affect today is appropriate. Mood. Euthymic judgment. Asked what she would do if she saw her mother crying. Quote, I would say, what's wrong? Are you okay? Asked what she would do if she found a wallet or purse in a store. Quote, I would look in it and see who it was. I would bring it to the front counter and see if they might still be in the store. Asked what she would do if a small girl tried to fight with her. Quote, say, can you please stop? Or just run away? Or just tell an adult? Bike and a car alike? Quote, they both have wheels. Different, the bike doesn't. Well, it only has two wheels. Car has four, unquote. New paragraph. Additional information. File information indicates she receives both math and reading support 5 days per week. Speech evaluation indicated articulation skills below average for her age and that she did qualify for speech services. New paragraph. Start a new line. Other additional information. You don't have to write that. I'm sorry. Just start a new line and underline Wechsler Intelligence Scale for Children, 4th edition. Then start another new line on 4/9/13. The Wechsler Intelligence Scale for Children, 4th edition was administered to 9-year, 11-month, 26-day old Isabella Morin, a left-handed Caucasian girl who was born at 23 months gestation. Isabella is noted to be left-handed. New paragraph. Today she is cooperative with demands of testings. There are times where directives do have to be simplified in order for her to grasp the task demands. She is persistent, interested, and remains on task through course of evaluation. Results are felt to be valid for clinical interpretation. New paragraph. Jen, I can't remember if I said this or not, but if I didn't, put down results are felt valid for clinical interpretation. New paragraph. Test results. Claimant's performance today yielded a verbal comprehension index of 71 at a third percentile ranking, perceptual reasoning index 73 at a fourth percentile ranking, working memory index of 86 at an 18th percentile ranking, processing speed 91 at a 27th percentile ranking overall. Claimant's full skill IQ measured to be 73 at an overall fourth percentile ranking. New paragraph. Claimant's weaknesses today are seen in areas of both verbal comprehension and perceptual reasoning. Each individual indice is within the borderline range of functioning within verbal comprehension. Claimant is borderline in her ability to understand verbal abstraction, moderately impaired in word knowledge, moderately impaired in her ability to understand social situations and demonstrate the ability to generate quote common sense unquote solutions to social socially based problems. New paragraph. Across perceptual reasoning, she is average in her ability, in visual spatial organization. She is moderately impaired in her ability to understand picture concepts. She is moderately impaired in her understanding of pattern relationships. New paragraph. Within working memory, claimant is average in her ability to attend and order on sequences of numbers and letters. She is mildly impaired in her ability to order digits and repeat them in backwards mode. She repeats 4 forward, 2 backwards. New paragraph. Within processing speed, she is average in her ability to effectively reproduce geometric figures under timed constraints, indicating adequate ability to notice detail and reproduce them, as well as the ability to effectively use pen and write or and paper. She is borderline in her ability to quickly and efficiently scan for the presence or absence of an embedded symbol. Within this subtest, she does make several errors. New paragraph. Claimant's overall full-scale IQ of 73 would appropriately place her within the borderline range of intellectual functioning. New paragraph. Dynamic formulation. Isabel Morin is a left-handed Caucasian girl born prematurely was viewed as a micro preemie with high risk for subsequent learning / health problems. New paragraph. Today, claimant presents as a very quiet, well-mannered child. She works consistently and persistently through course of about a 45-minute test session. She does become somewhat fatigued and asks when testing will be over, about 10 minutes prior to the end of testing. New paragraph. She was found to be borderline in ability with a strength in her processing speed, a weakness in both verbal comprehension and perceptual reasoning. New paragraph. She is brought by her mother today. Mother reports attentional problems, difficulty with getting her daughter to consistently perform without either straying to another task or being inefficient in completion. She is included in special ed in school and is on medications for the treatment of ADHD. Diagnosis, axis 1, 314.01, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, combined type. Also, axis 1, 315.9, learning disorder, NOS. 307.9, communication disorder, NOS. Axis 2, V62.89, borderline intellectual functioning. Axis 3, premature birth. Axis 4, problems with primary support group, colon, mother and father divorced. Axis 5, global assessment. No, let's put axis 4, academic problems, colon, behind expected academic attainment levels. Axis 5, global assessment of functioning, 50. Prognosis, fair, with continued specialized services. First and last seen, 4-9-13. Thank you for typing.